This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister opens newly constructed bridge in St. Andrew. Government allocates $500 million for island-wide infrastructure and works program, and Office of the Children's Advocate to provide legal representation for children in conflict with the law. Details after the break.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details. The time by JIS, the voice of Jamaica, is...
Now the news. The much-anticipated Kintyre Bridge in St. Andrew is now complete. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller officially opened the newly constructed bridge Wednesday. The $100 million structure replaces the old bridge, which was destroyed after the passage of Hurricane Sandy in 2012.
The government recognizes that even having spent $100 million on this project, there's need for more work to be done. And I'm going to encourage that we look seriously at ensuring a serious river training program, including this area.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the opening ceremony in the community Wednesday. The Kintyre Bridge is a central route used by residents of Hope Flats, Cosmomuse, Clark Street, St. Joseph's Road, Bedwood Pastures, and surrounding communities. Mrs. Simpson-Miller has encouraged the residents to take care of the structure. In the meantime, the government has allocated $500 million to carry out an island-wide infrastructure and works program. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says of that sum, $200 million will go towards road patching and repairs.
This work will commence immediately, and it is projected to be spent in tranches up to the end of the financial year in 2014. Another $130 million will be spent on mitigation work and bushing, and again, this work is to commence immediately and continue through to the third week of December.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the official opening of the Kintyre Bridge in St. Andrew. She says $51 million will be spent on bushing and drain cleaning in some parishes, while just over $70 million will be used for river training and drain rehabilitation works. The Prime Minister says instructions have been given that $50 million is spent specifically on replacing manholes and guardrails across the island. The Office of the Children's Advocate, the OCA, through its recently launched Child Justice Guidelines, is moving to ensure that every child who comes in conflict with the law is given adequate legal representation. Children's Advocate Diane Gordon Harrison says a referral form has been developed for police officers to contact the OCA or Duty Council via the legal aid system to intervene and provide the necessary legal representation.
A common misconception was that police officers sometimes at the investigative stage, if they are to do a question and answer session with a child who is accused or alleged to have committed an offense, they think it's okay to have the child's parent there to provide that protection to the child. Through these guidelines, that it's no longer okay to do that. Under the Constitution, anyone who is charged or who is suspected of having committed an offense is entitled to legal protection. Children also need to benefit from this legal protection.
Mrs. Gordon Harrison was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. She says the application of these guidelines by all stakeholders will ultimately lead to a modified and more focused approach to ensuring children's rights are protected. And Chief Medical Officer in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Harvey, says the government is committed to eliminating avoidable blindness by the year 2020. Avoidable blindness is defined as blindness which could be either treated or prevented by known cost-effective means. Dr. Harvey says efforts to eliminate this condition are consistent with the Vision 2020, the Right to Sight program of the World Health Organization.
The matter of eye care is an important part of the menu of items that represent the effort to deliver quality health care to the Jamaican people.
Dr. Harvey was addressing the opening session for the 2013 annual meeting of Vision 2020 Committee Representatives for the Caribbean in Kingston Tuesday. According to the World Sight Day 2013 report, about 285 million people around the world are visually impaired. 4 out of 5 cases are avoidable. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.